Take your Bibles, if you would, turn to Psalm 37. And once you find your place there in Psalm 37, please stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you are physically able. We'll read verses 1 through 11. Now, as a custom is here at this church, I am quite odd, okay? And I'm self-acclaimed as such. So I get to read the odd verses. And you are wonderfully even-keeled, so you get to read the even verses. And so that is your job today as we read through verse 11, beginning in verse 1 of Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Well, here we are in Psalm 37, and you know, I got to thinking about our world today, this week, and you just turn on the news, you open up a web browser or something like that, or just, do people still read newspapers? Okay, all right, maybe we do. But it just seems like there is so much doubt, there is so much despair, there is so much discouragement, negative. I mean, if you want to get down in the dumps, you don't have to go very far. It seems to pop up very quickly in our world today. Everything is just bad news. And it's not hard to get discouraged. It's not hard to kind of get the mully grubs and just say, oh, poor us, you know, what are we going to do? And have all these nervous thoughts. In Psalm 37, David says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. He says these things around that are happening in the world, that they're not going to last forever. This is not always going to be the way it's going to be. He says in verse 3, and this is our message, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. You know, how is it that we, as believers, as knowing Christ, the Messiah, as our Savior, not trust that God knows what He's doing? He's God. And He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He is the Almighty God. He is I Am. And yet, we're nervous. We're in despair. We're discouraged. Hey, listen, don't you love the story? How the disciples are in the boat. And Jesus is there sleeping. And he's got his head on a pillow. And he's just going. I mean, he probably didn't snore. He's perfect, right? But you understand, he's back there. And he's at rest. He's peaceful. And the waves are splashing in the boat. And the lightning is flashing. And the thunder is sounding. And Master, carest thou not that we perish? Yeah, guys, I'm here sleeping. I'm going to let this boat sink while I'm taking a nap. I mean, for real, guys? Come on, hello? I mean, they've seen him do miracles. They see him raise people from the dead. They've seen him feed thousands of people and have leftovers and all these things. And it's like, fellas, hello? But can I say to you today, Christian, hello? Yeah. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. You know, is that such a difficult task? Is that such a difficult ask and command of God to say, hello, folks, trust in me, the author of this world, the creator of man, the one who gave us the word of God and sent the Son of God to be the propitiation for our sins. He can't handle coronavirus. He can't handle the Biden administration. He can't handle the society that's going against God and abandoning God and what used to be a Christian nation, maybe no longer therein. No, I got mad when President Obama said that for the first time, that America is no longer a Christian nation. But can you really blame him? I mean, that grated me real bad, but it's kind of true. But yet, we can't trust God. God knows what's going on. He knows what's going to be the end of things. He even tells us some of the things that are going to happen. The world is going to wax worse and worse. People are going to leave churches having itching ears, running to other places. It's going to take place. And can I say, it is taking place. But do we run to the back of the ship and say, oh, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Yes, he does. Yes, he knows what's going on. He knows the storms that are out there. He knows the difficulties out there. He knows what's really happening in your life and the hard things that you're going through. He knows. And he does care. And yet, we're told to trust in the Lord. You say, well, okay, you told me to trust in the Lord. But how? How is it that we, in this day and time, can trust in the Lord? So that's simply what we're going to talk about today. How to trust in the Lord. The command is given in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So we have a command and we have a promise attached to that command. Everybody okay with that, right? Trust in the Lord and do good. And then he says, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Wonderful. That's great. We have something to accomplish. And a promise that goes with that accomplishment. Wonderful things. But how? How do we do this? How do we trust in the Lord? How do we do good? How do we receive this blessing that comes with this command that we're supposed to accomplish? Well, in the next verses, he tells us step by step how to be successful in trusting in the Lord. Look at verse 4. He says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. If we're going to be successful in trusting in the Lord, we need to learn to delight ourselves in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. What in the world? Delight in the Lord. How do I do? What does that mean? Love what he loves. Like what he likes. Yeah, that's delighting yourself in the Lord. You see, we need to understand that we need to take delight in our God. He is God. He is our God.
And we need to love him. And we need to, our love and our appreciation and our affection needs to be focused on him. We need to love the things he loves and do the things he does and desire the things that he desires. When we do, he shall give us the desires of our heart. When our desires line up with his desires, we get our desires. Because they're no longer ours, they're his. And he's glad to give them. You say, well, but I desire a bacon double cheeseburger with extra fries. That may not be what God desires. Okay? But when your desires line up with God's desires, you'll get what he wants you to have. So I want a big house and a fancy car and I want success in this world and I want privilege and all these things. You may not get them because that may not be the desire of God for your life. We all need to learn to desire him. Desire his ways. Desire his paths. Delighting ourselves in the Lord instead of delighting in the world. Instead of delighting in the flesh. Instead of delighting in the things of this world, because we cannot love both. We cannot. It says in 1 John that if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. We need to delight ourselves in the Lord. We as Christians need to get back to old-fashioned loving God. We need to love him more than we love ourselves. We need to love him more than we love the world. We need to love him more than anything else. In Psalm chapter 1, in verses 1 through 3, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Foundation. Listen, do you love this book? Do you delight yourself in the commands of God? In the testimonies of God? In the judgments of God? In the word of God? In the statutes and precepts of God? Listen, if you want to know more about that, come back Sunday nights. Because we're studying the wonderful word of God in Psalm 119. But can I tell you something? When we delight ourselves in the Lord and in his word and in his commandments, we can then trust him. But if we don't, how can we? How can we? If you're one of those that says, well, I don't know. God says this, but that's not for me. How is it then that you're delighting in the Word of God and in the God of the Word? And then how is it that you can trust him? You say, well, God, that's your way and that's your path and, you know, that's good for you, but that's not for me. Then how can you trust God? See, if we're going to trust God, if we're going to be successful in what it says in verse 3 and receive the promises thereof, but we do not delight ourselves in the Lord, how can we trust him? How can we? We need to learn to delight ourselves in the Lord. Turn over to Psalm 40, just a few pages. Psalm 40. Look at verses 1 through 10. David says this, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book is it written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within mine heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindnesses and thy truth continually preserve me. Does that sound like someone who delights in his God? And who trusts in the Lord? That needs to be our testimony. Because God hath delivered us from a horrible pit. He's taken us out of the miry clay. He has lifted us up and established our feet on a rock and established our goings. He is our God. Folks, we need to delight ourselves in Him. We need to desire Him so that we can put confidence and reliance on and in our God. God is the one who can be trusted and should be trusted. And if we will learn to delight ourselves in Him, not only will He give us the desires of our heart, but He will establish us. And He will set us on our rock. And He will give us an everlasting foundation. Because He is our God. You know that in Psalm 119, we have talked about this thing of delight. We have talked about this thing of trust. Let me just run over some of the verses for you that we've talked about. In Psalm 119, verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight, and I will delight myself in thy commandments which I have loved. Their heart is as fat as grease. Remember that one? But I delight in thy law. When we learn to delight in God and in the law of God, listen to this. In Psalm 119, verse 77, it says, let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law is my delight. We need to learn to delight in our God. Because once we turn our delight toward Him, we then can trust Him with everything in our lives. But if our heart and our delight is not in the Lord, how, may I ask, are you even able to say, I trust God? How? When you do not acknowledge Him. When your affection is not on Him, we need to learn to delight in the Lord. Turn to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. Now don't forget to mark your place back in Psalm 37. We're coming back there. Don't forget, I have a missionary that agrees with me. Okay? Last week, Brother Leslie said he flips around in the Bible just like I do. Romans chapter 7, look at verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin, Paul says. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Hey, listen, this is the quandary we're in. This is why we cannot trust God as we should, because we're divided with the law of the flesh and the law of God in us in the inward man, with the spiritual and the carnal. It's a difficulty. And when we delight in the flesh and the things of this world, we cannot trust God. But when we delight ourselves in the Lord, we can. How are we going to trust in the Lord? How are we going to trust in God? By delighting ourselves in the Lord. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's how. That's how. Because in and of ourselves, we are bent toward sin. And that's a fact. But through Jesus Christ, we're free from that. We can delight in God. And we can trust in the Lord. Back to Psalm 37. See these little Bible marker thingies? They're fantastic. Okay? Or if you're like me, you just print it out on a piece of paper. That works too. Look at verse 5. Remember verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So that's the command. How to accomplish said thing? Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. Secondly, verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. How are we going to be successful in trusting the Lord? Delighting in Him and committing our way to God. We need to learn to make a commitment to God and say, look, I am going to walk in your path. I'm going to walk in your steps. I'm going to follow your design, your will, your law, your word, and I'm going to ignore my own. I'm going to commit my way unto the Lord. God, my way is your way. Instead, we as human beings say to God, it's my way or the highway. We want to go our own path. We want to go our own direction. We say, this is what I think is best. Instead of saying, this is what God says is best. We need to commit our way unto the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 4, it says this, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. You understand that the way of man is not in himself. We do not know the correct path. That's why we have to commit to God's way instead of our own. Doesn't God say that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts? He is God, folks. He is perfect. He is holy. He is righteous. He is just. And we are not. The only way I can be righteous is if I put on the righteousness of Christ. The only way I can be holy is to follow after the holiness of God. My righteousness is as filthy rags. His righteousness is perfect. My ways are flawed and filled with error. His way is perfect. I need to commit my way unto the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, Solomon said, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. We need to commit our ways unto the Lord. We need to delight ourselves also in the Lord. In doing this, we then are saying and proving and showing, I trust in the Lord. Because it's not my way, it's his way. It's not my path, it's his path. It's not my delight, it's his delight. The proof is in the pudding, folks. You can't say one thing and do another. If we're going to trust in the Lord, we've got to delight ourselves in the Lord, and we must commit our way unto the Lord. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Timothy, or 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now you have to turn faster because we're running out of time. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And yes, I'm going to blame you if we don't get done in time. It's your fault. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Look at verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth within us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygelus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. You see, when we hold fast and commit those things to the Lord, they are kept by his power and his might, not by our own. Hey, listen, anything you tried to hold on to, you'll let go of. Why? Because we're but flesh. We are weak. But when we commit it to the Lord, oh, brother, it's safe. Don't you love what Jesus said? My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Hey, they're in my hand. No man can pluck them out of my hand. The hand of God is all powerful. Can I tell you something? Nothing's getting out of there. When we commit something to the Lord, he keeps it. And when he keeps something, brother, he keeps something. He didn't let go. Hey, who would you rather commit to? God, who is faithful and true? Or yourself or the world, who is unfaithful and untrue? Is there a contest? Is it even close? Is there even a quandary? I don't think so. I think it's pretty easy. In 1 Peter chapter 2 it says, For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. If in the last moments of God's, of Christ's life on this earth, he prayed and said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. He committed his way to God. Should not we likewise do the same? The very Son of God is our example to commit our ways unto the Lord. The psalmist says that we should do such. And in 1 Peter, we're reminded that even Jesus committed himself to his heavenly Father. Should not we likewise? Hey, this world's dark. These circumstances are grim. But why are we freaking out? Why are we upset? Oh! Master! Carest thou not that we perish? Really, folks? Delight thyself also in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. As you turn back to Psalm 37, I'll read to you 1 Peter chapter 4. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Are you there in Psalm 37? He says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. You know what? I think we can trust in the Lord. I think we can delight in him. I think we can commit our way unto him. And if we want to complete the trusting process, we need to delight, commit, and then rest. Look at verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. I've had the privilege of so far raising 11 children. I say raising because it's a continual process. But you know what? There's really nothing like watching a young child sleep. Come on, moms, dads. You know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, they fall asleep. Their breathing is just up and down. You pick up their arm and just... I mean, you know they're asleep. I mean, right? I mean, if you pick up the arm and it holds up there, they're not sleeping yet, okay? But they're at rest. And these last, to see how Alyssa's, are you 12? You're not 12 yet. They're 11. Okay. She started my 7 girls in a row. So I've been stuck on little girls, okay? for a while. But these sweet little soft little girls in your arms as a father, and that they don't have a care in this world. They feel the strong arms of their father around them, and I mean, you pick up their arms and just, I mean, they're asleep. And you can flop them around and tip them upside down and they're still sleeping because they don't care. I mean, they're safe. It's amazing. When they're asleep, they're asleep. That's rest, folks. Well, what is it that can shake you in the arms of God? What is it that can spoil your peacefulness when you're in the arms of God? What? What? I mean, the house could come down around me and I don't think my kid would wake up. Because they're safe. They're at rest. They're at peace. They have complete trust. Where are we at? Are you resting in God? In Exodus 33, verses 12 through 17, the Bible says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and that thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, and that I may find grace in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee. And I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence not go with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated. And I and thy people, and from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." Moses had a hard time. He had a great task ahead of him, didn't he not? A difficult task. And who would like to be the leader of that people? No thanks. Don't sign me up for that one. No way. But God promised that he would go with Moses. And God promised that he would give them rest. Is not God true to his word? Is not God a keeper of his promises? Don't you rest in that? Moses finally did. But can I tell you, we sometimes have a difficulty, don't we? In Matthew chapter 11, the Bible says, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." What does that mean? That means when we give it all up to him and rest in his arms, we're trusting in him. We're trusting in him and not in ourselves. See, it's his yoke that's easy and his burden that's light. And in him will we find rest. When we listen to the advice of the psalmist and rest in the Lord and wait patiently on him, we then accomplish trusting in the Lord. Is that not the definition of it? What are you worried about? What are you fretting over? Because he says, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. We're not supposed to worry about it. I mean, someone who's just like, how can they rest? Really? Oh, I can't sleep. Why can't you sleep? I'm just worried about this. Is that rest? Is that trusting? Listen, I mean, I could just fall asleep right here and have no problem. Why? Because I delight myself in the Lord. I committed my ways in Him. I'm resting in Him. You say, but what if somebody tries to come and take your life? If that's God's will, so be it. You say, but you're pretty careless. No, I'm not careless. I'm resting in God. It's His plan. It's His purpose. It's His will. It's His way. It's all His. I'm in His hands. And that's good enough for me. We need to learn to rest in the Lord. One more passage of scripture for you before we go today. In 2 Thessalonians, turn your Bibles there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verses 5 through 12. You see, folks, when we learn to delight in the Lord, when we learn to commit our way to Him, and when we learn to rest in the Lord, we are then fulfilling the definition of trusting in the Lord. Are you there? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, look at verse 5. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore we also pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Did these disciples seem confident in their God and what He would accomplish? Did they seem like they were putting their trust in what He would do and what He promised to do? They said to these people in Thessalonica, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. The Lord Jesus is going to care for these things. We do not have to worry about it. We do not have to fret ourselves about it. Listen, we don't have to say, God, well, when are you going to judge this? And when are you going to do this? And when are you going to take care of this? And when are you going to end the coronavirus? And when are you going to take care of the administration that's destroying our country and all these things? What, God, when are you going to do these things? Hey, folks. None yet. You know what that is, right? It's none of your business. Trust in Him. Desire Him. Commit your way to Him. Rest in Him. Let Him take care of it. It's not yours. It's His. We need to trust in the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. And rest in the Lord. One more time as we go. Just listen. Trust in the Lord. And do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth the wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Trust in the Lord and do good. Folks, I think today we need to set aside the television, newspapers, social media. Get out this old book. Get back to trusting in the Lord.